You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I am your host, Carson Cunningham. Follow me on Twitter at KOCOCarson. Another win for the Oklahoma City Thunder. That means three in a row. That's called a winning streak. They beat the hapless Bulls and really what was a miserable second half. We'll break all that down. I'll have five thoughts on the game, kind of give you my insight and observations on the win. Thunder now reach 500, and they are about to enter a tougher stretch of the schedule. So we're going to learn a lot more about the Oklahoma City Thunder here in the coming weekend and coming days. And oh, by the way, Kevin Durant coming to town next week. We'll talk about that. But first, let's talk about Print. They are the sponsor of the Locked On Thunder podcast. They are a local Oklahoma City company. So obviously they specialize in a lot of things, but mainly they make t-shirts. They have a monthly Oklahoma City basketball shirt. You've probably seen these shirts around the Chesapeake Energy Arena. They have the Brody and the Cats t-shirt, the Mellow hoodie. They have all sorts of Oklahoma City exclusive stuff. And they do a really cool offer here. For just $10 a month, they'll send you a free shirt. They'll send you just $10. That's exclusively for subscribers. You have to subscribe to their monthly shirt deal. And just for $10, first week of every month, they're going to send you an awesome shirt that you can wear at Thunder games, and you're going to look cooler than everybody else, believe me. And they also do, like, you know, if you want to make your own custom shirt, they can do that for you. There's no minimum order. You know, usually when you make your own shirts, you got to order like 300 of the things. They don't do that. There's no minimum amount you have to order, and they can do a really cool job. They can help you design your own shirt, can handle any size or any order. And they do more than just apparel. They can do anything like your company logo, design. They make pens, cups, banners, t-shirts. They can do literally everything for your company. And if you just want to make, you know, shirts for your intramural league or whatever you might be doing on the weekends, you can also set up your own apparel company and sell online through print.co. Go to print.co. You can check out more of their exclusive offers. And again, that monthly t-shirt deal is hard to beat. $10, they'll send you a shirt, and it's going to be the coolest Thunder shirt around. So that's brought to you by Print, is the Locked On Thunder podcast, and go and be sure to check them out. All right, let's get into five thoughts surrounding the Oklahoma City Thunder's win over the Chicago Bulls. Again, they beat the Bulls 92-79. That's three straight wins. And again, not that impressive because it was the Chicago Bulls. And it really was a tale of two halves. They dominated the Bulls in the first half. They held them to 7. And I mean 7 points in the first quarter. Denzel Valentine was the only starter to make more than one shot in the first half. It was just complete ineptitude from the Chicago Bulls. And Russell Westbrook really took advantage. I thought, that's my first thought, is Russell kind of woke everyone up in the second quarter. It was kind of a sleepy game. Yeah, they held the Bulls to 7 points, mainly the Bulls' own doing. They couldn't hit an open shot. And it just seemed like it was kind of a lull, and then Russell just went crazy and had two monster dunks. One was an and one. Did his patented, you know, expletive scream to the crowd that got everybody fired up, and he really woke everyone up in the second quarter and kind of willed them to a dominant first half. And really, they were able to coast from there. But Russell looked like the MVP. 21 points, 7 assists for him. And I thought he really controlled things and looked like the MVP, Russell Westbrook, that we saw most of last year. He also had 4 steals. His steals numbers are up this year. But yeah, really, Russell carried everyone, because thought number two, the offensive woes just continue with this team. Paul George came flying back to earth, 4 of 15 for him, just 13 points, 5 turnovers, 2 of 8 from 3. That's more of what we've seen in games in which the Thunder have struggled. And again, the Thunder only shot 22% after halftime. That is horrific. Carmelo was 3 of 10, just 18 points. The Thunder just did not shoot the ball well. They got stagnant again. There's no movement when guys isolate hardly. And just, that's a huge concern moving into this stretch we'll talk about a little later. But I thought the offense looked horrific in the second half. And even after the win, Billy Donovan was very negative about the second half. He wasn't out there going, oh, well, we won 3 straight, that's great. Well, you played a horrible team in the Bulls who, I mean, just were awful. And the Thunder shoot 36% as a team and still win the game handily. That tells you all you need to know about Chicago. And so while it was a great first half, and I don't mean great, but while it was a dominant first half, the second half left a bad enough taste in your mouth to be concerned moving forward on the offensive end. Granted, their defense looked great again. Good steals by Russell. Solid defense all around, really. But the offensive woes continue. That's thought number two. Thought number three, Jeremy Grant is making the leap. I always kind of thought Alex Abrines would be the guy coming off the bench this season that people would be talking about around the league. An elite shooter, really good athlete, underrated athlete, in fact. And I thought he would really provide a really big punch off the bench. I was, you know, very pleased they didn't trade him in that deal for Carmelo because I think he has immense potential. But it's not him that's turning all the heads. It's Jeremy Grant. This guy's playing unbelievable for him. I mean, another double-double for him. First time doing that in a Thunder uniform. I believe he had 15 points and 11 rebounds, a steal, a block. He's been awesome. I mean, he's been fantastic off the bench. He's been easily the Thunder's best player off the bench this season. And I didn't see that coming. Played 35 minutes. You know, I thought he'd have an increased role based on what we saw in the playoffs last year because he fits the today's NBA so well. Long, athletic, can guard multiple positions. So you knew his minutes would increase, especially when they trade away Enes Kanter. But he's their sixth man. I mean, 35 points, or 35 minutes rather. I mean, he's been unbelievable and really had a sensational game against Chicago. And this guy's going to get paid. He's making the minimum right now in the NBA, and he's about to be a free agent. I don't see any way the Thunder are going to be able to afford him. So enjoy Jeremy Grant while you can. I guess they could afford him if Paul George leaves or Carmelo leaves or Russell Westbrook leaves, but obviously Russ isn't going anywhere. But if one of those other two big three leave, then I guess you could pay Jeremy Grant. But as it stands right now, he's outplaying his current deal and by a long way. So he continues to impress. He was playing against his brother, Jerry and Grant. I'll never forget that 30 seconds after Woj tweeted the trade between Jeremy Grant and Ersan Ilyasova, that I thought the Thunder had acquired Jerry and Grant, his brother who played point guard at Notre Dame. That's who I thought they got for about 30 seconds. And I was, oh yeah, there's a Jeremy Grant too. So he's come a long way since that 30 seconds when I thought his brother would be suiting up for the Thunder. And thought number four, I kind of mentioned him earlier. Alex Abrines just continues to struggle. It's kind of funny though. His plus minus is plus 13, but just if you watch the game, he just looks just totally out of sorts. 1 of 5 from the field. Really having a hard time knocking down open jumpers. They run some actions for him, and more often than not, they'll get him a clean look and he'll miss it. He's 1 of 5 on the night. That was all from 3-point land. 1 of 5 from three. Just hasn't quite made the impact you would have expected at this point. I would like to see him play more with the starters, but Billy's been giving him chances and he just has not played well. So that's something to monitor moving forward is can Alex Abrines get out of his slump? Now, I know he's dealing with a knee issue. He had off-season knee surgery, hurt it with Team Spain. So we don't know how much that's affecting him. Patrick Patterson came out this week and said he's still kind of getting through his knee situation. So maybe Alex is dealing with a similar situation. I don't mean to like write him off by any means. I think he has unbelievable potential, but we just have not seen that thus far this season. And that's been a big disappointment for me. I expected much more out of him. But I mentioned the offensive woes. Thought two. Thought five is they're actually getting over those woes by finally getting to the free throw line. You know, that was a huge issue all season. They were just not getting fouled. They were not going to the rim. They were not getting any free throws. And that's how you make money in the league is free throws. It's hard to hit shots against NBA defenses. And that's what was so great about the glory days of the Thunder with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden is, yeah, they were great offensively with individual talent, but they got to the free throw line like a turnstile. It was unbelievable how well they got to the free throw line. That's just free money when you can shoot the free throw as well as Kevin, Russ, and Harden. And now we saw that against the Chicago Bulls. They were 32 of 37, 86%. That is much better free throw shooting. Russell seems to have figured out his woes. 7 of 7 for him. Carmelo, I mentioned he went 3 of 10, but he did hit his free throws, 11 of 12. So that's a way the Thunder can kind of work through these issues, as they've discussed, working through their offense. You know, Paul George said this week that there's no more guessing, that he did a lot of guessing where to be, when to shoot, when to score. There was a lot of guesswork involved with him in this offense. And again, he struggled against Chicago, but there is a sense that they're starting to kind of learn how to just play together. Now, does their offense look great? No. Is it still a work in progress? Absolutely. But I think after this month is over, they're going to have a much better feel for one another on the floor. And I think Paul mentioned that. And I think at times just they need to get out and run more. That's another issue with this team is they're so athletic that they can overwhelm teams sometimes with just the fast break opportunities, with steals. Their defense can lead to offense. And that's kind of what we saw against Chicago. They didn't shoot the ball well, but their defense certainly led to their offense. And that's something I think we need to see more out of Oklahoma City is getting out on the break, pushing the tempo. That's because at times their half-court offense has looked horrific. So, but all in all, Thunder win, their third straight. They are now at 500. And before we get to what's coming up next for them, let's hear one more time from Print Company. Print.co. Go to their website. They do a great, fantastic job. If you want to order some t-shirts, if you want to make a custom order, there is no minimum. Again, the coolest Thunder shirts around. You've probably seen the Sam Presti, the real MVP, with kind of the Obama type illustration. You get that at print.co, print.co. And the Brody and the Cats t-shirt's fantastic with a little dig at Kevin Durant. They have many options for Oklahoma City. They have the Hoodie Mellow hoodie. It is hoodie season. It's getting chilly out there. Check that out. And again, they do more than just sell Oklahoma City-based basketball apparel. They can do custom orders on t-shirts, pins, cups, banners, you name it. So check them out. That's print.co. Go to their website. They have a monthly shirt offer that I mentioned. It's $10 a month. You get a shirt first week of the month every week or every month. Doesn't get any better than that, folks. And I have put a link on this. If you've clicked on this on Megaphone, there is a link. So if you're listening on iTunes, please go to my Twitter account. I've posted a link on my Twitter feed that has a link that you can click on. It's a free shipping code for all of my listeners. And the promo code, if you click on this link, is Locked On. All caps, Locked On, no space. So if you apply the free shipping discount, click on it, you can buy something and get free shipping. So it doesn't get any better than that. So please click on the link within this link on Megaphone, and you should be able to access some free shipping on top of all the cool stuff you can do on print.co. That's print.co. Okay, Thunder back in action on Friday night against the San Antonio Spurs. Oh, you got to love it. Renewing the rivalry with San Antonio down in San Antonio. And San Antonio's 9-6 on the season, so they got one less loss in the loss column. Thunder, this is a big win early in the season, or a big game early in the season, rather, to see where they're at. You know, I think the Thunder have had a pretty easy schedule thus far, and they haven't looked impressive doing it. So you got the Spurs on Friday, Pelicans on Monday, and then, lo and behold, Kevin Durant and the Warriors come to town next Wednesday, which we'll talk much more about that, but you got to say, the Warriors are playing much, much, much better now. They had a few early losses early in the season, but they're really starting to play well. And we're going to learn a lot more about the Thunder now. I mean, I think, you know, it's been a learning curve. We've talked ad nauseum about the offensive issues. They had that horrible four-game losing streak in which they lost to one of the worst teams in the league in the Sacramento Kings. But three straight wins, one against the Clippers, that's not bad. Again, Dallas is terrible, the Bulls are terrible, so I'm not getting too carried away, but I think we're going to find out just how pressing the issues are on the offensive end are for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And with Durant coming to Oklahoma City, he is talking again about the Thunder, which I know every time he talks, he tends to say something that riles people up. But he says, what does he say here? He says, I am OKC. I am still Oklahoma City. That blue is still in my blood. We're not talking right now, but we will. And I do agree with that. Look, I mean, we've talked about Kevin forever, how I don't respect the move. The Warriors would have won the title without him, whether he joined them or not. thought it was one of the weakest moves in all of sports. But time will heal all wounds. It just might take a while with Kevin. It might be 10 years after he's done playing. But at some point, he deserves to be recognized for what he did in Oklahoma City. And he will. And I truly believe that. Are our feelings harsh right now? Sure. Are him and Russell at war? Absolutely. Is Russell going to want to kill the Warriors on a Wednesday night? You better believe it. But years from now, maybe decades from now, he will be honored in some form or fashion, Kevin. They may retire 35. They may build a statue. Probably not build a statue. That's probably for Russell. But they might retire his number. And I still predict old man Russell may not be willing to bury the hatchet, because he's a competitive guy. And let's be honest, Kevin really kind of robbed him of a chance of winning a title, at least in the foreseeable future. Because even though this Thunder team is locked and loaded with three stars, the Warriors are just the overwhelming favorites. And that's what you get when an MVP joins a 73-win team. So, but it's going to be an interesting weekend. But that'll do it for now for the Locked on Thunder podcast. I appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you next time.